my name on the back of my belt. Believe there's a God to save me from hell. And dirt roads are made for country boys like me.
They took her baby.
Don't believe in politically correct.
She had her baby.
If you want a piece of me,
CPS tucker.
Better have a set. A rifle and a four-wheel drive is all I need.
Okay, let's get me a red up.
January.
Nelson's gonna let him bleed today. He's going into shock.
And it's good for you. Take your Terramax today.
President business enveloped by a cloud of drones descending from the sky.
That's the most disorganized.
I would never let my kids read Chronicle SU.
Yep, I said, Nelson's bleeding today.
And I'll say it right to the camera. Stop it.
Hold it, mate.
Run, please.
You want to do this right now?
I write to the propaganda for the right wing.
You are fake news.
And I smoke in the weed.
You're gonna get this Terramax out. We're gonna live a clean life.
Yes, I go into a dissociative state because
you're tuned in to Hate Radio, broadcasting all across the galaxy. Break out the Terramax and put your kids to sleep. Here's your host, Hate Set.
Hello and welcome to a notorious new episode of Chronicle.su Hate Radio. Radio Hate is brought to you proudly by Lebel Joker Incorporated, who brought you such fine products as Terramax, the victim's edge over the oppressors of justice, and spray pain, a topical spray that removes inner pain or sorrow. It even cures anti-Semitism.
That's pretty good.
Joining us live.
More of that bullshit.
Well, we all could. I keep a little bottle of it next to my water. Sometimes I accidentally get them mixed up and I drink the spray paint. My water bottles, incidentally, all have spray nozzles on them, so it can be really confusing. Joining us live for the full program is leading Internet Chronicle cartographer and ethical video game journalist Kilgore Trout of the Internet Chronicle. Kilgore's taken a short break from fighting the power by the hour to be with us this evening. Kilgore, what can you tell us about the state of Rust community map making at this time, and how long until you rise up and claim your seat at the throne of all Rust?
Well, it's splintered right now and shattered, and there's a never-ending controversy now.
What's at the heart of this controversy?
Power, and like we talked about the other night, this ethos taken from the video game itself, how do I explain?
Well, you explained it pretty nicely by telling us how you arrived at the ethos, because it started out, you would be in 5 or 6 years old in kindergarten or first grade, and you would have all the blocks, and nobody else could have any. And if they did
that's right. And it was all about jealousy and insecurity and that kind of crap.
The blocks were worth nothing if other kids didn't want them. But once somebody wanted them, they were the shit. They were hot shit. Yeah. And everybody was fighting for them.
I just wish people could play together without,
Me too, but there's simply not enough blocks. One person should have them all. Because then at least he can enjoy them.
This is a digital world, and there's infinite blocks. And, there's no need why someone should sit there and hiss at people and bogart them like that. There's none at all.
They're protective of their maps and their map community, and you threaten them with your cartographer tools.
I'll tell you a little anecdote. This is the state of it. There's also a rank, disgusting amateurism going on here, where the idea is, since it takes someone 500 hours to make a map, that means that they don't want to share it and they should be paid for it. Which, that's great and all. Everybody should get their fair shake, but they have this very overloaded sense of maybe entitlement or pride or something, where oh, I spent this many hours, so if someone uses my map, it's, you know, oh, what a terrible thing. And meanwhile, the entire process they're using is, it's like trying to carve a stone statue with their teeth, and they think that doing it that way is adds quality, right?
That's daddy's.
I chip out this stone statue with my teeth. Look at the quality.
That'll produce daddy's cummies.
Yeah, and meanwhile, as far as I know, I'm the only one who is really interested at all in using appropriate tools to do these tremendously giant maps. You know, rather than teeth, I'm using, like, you know, a power carver, you know, power chisel, right? Taking a jackhammer to the fucking thing, and you know, meanwhile they're going at it with their teeth. It just doesn't make, you know, and they're instead of asking for jackhammers, they're asking the map makers for protections for their maps so that people can't steal them. Right? Well,
who gives a fuck if somebody steals your stupid map you made? Like, you're not making money from it anyway.
Yeah, there's no money if you're building, making them that way. There's no money.
So what do you care?
And you can't make a good statue carving it with your teeth. You just can't.
Rust community map making is...
They got no clue. I'll put it that way. I'm an amateur, but like, I'm ready to reach for the intermediate levels, and they are just kind of trying to... just in this infantile, insecure kind of... mindset where they're putting tons of work into stuff. I respect them. They're coming out with good results too, which is, you know, and so there's some things they can do that are okay, like, but in general, they're putting too much time for no real benefit, and it's goofy the way it makes them angry that someone would want to use their work, right? Like, they don't want to succeed. What's that about, you know? I don't get that.
Wait.
Oh, someone's enjoying my work.
Even when somebody copies and pastes the Chronicle maliciously to hurt us, it's somewhat flattering.
Right. And, you know, it happens to us all the time. We get our work, quote-unquote, stolen. And, you know, I wish the advertisers didn't have such a stick up their ass. And, you know, they don't, you know, apparently you got to steal our work and be some scummy website that just steals everybody's work if you want to make money.
There's actually
the name of the game.
We have there's a new sponsor talking to us. They agreed to a plan, and we'll see what happens.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah. So they're not all scum. Like, some of them will do it the old way, where it's like, That's the only way.
You got to do it the old way, yeah. Person to person. There's all the corporations, they don't give a fuck.
No. And if you think you're just going to put their code in your website, it's just as foolish to think that you're going to put that banner on the splash screen of your fucking Rust server and you're going to make money that way. You're not.
Yeah, you get a message from one of these ad reps, you might as well throw that in the spam folder, honestly.
Yeah, that amounts to fucking dimes.
Yeah, nothing. They're like, hey, you want to fill up your website with bullshit for a few dimes?
Yeah.
Sure.
You want to make it ugly as a motherfucker to make like $10 a month?
Oh, sure. No. Yeah, please. Yeah, we fell for that once. Never again.
Well, they were doing to us what everybody does to everybody, like every service. When you first start, like, you make good money, whatever you might make, and then they cut the faucet way down, and you're like, hey, wait a second, this used to spit out.
That's what everybody does nowadays. They offer you the world, and then they deliver you Salem, Virginia, or something.
They fucking come at you with these grandiose statements of how they're gonna.
Oh, we can offer you $10 per thousand.
Yeah, and a video is going to play. And... yeah, okay.
Maybe they believe it themselves, too.
I think that's what it is. Yeah. Because they trained that one girl from whoever bought out Legit, which Legit was legit. They were too legit to quit. They were giving us money.
That was the only one we ever really...
And somebody bought them, and I talked to their ad girl, and she was like telling us that those dollars that we used to make were illegitimately earned, and that like it was all wrong and stuff. I said, "Oh, well, let me. How much do I owe you? You know, what's the amount of what were the fake dollars that we made?" And she was just like, "Ah, well, it was, you know," in trying to dump it back on me. I was like, I think you found your fit. Whoever the fuck owns that company now, you are the spitting image. How long you been there? And she was like, 2 years. I said, makes sense. Good for you. You found your fit. I went after her. I was ugly. But,
Jesus.
Yeah. I gave her the business. I didn't go after her. They were coming after us. I mean, she was basically hounding me to put more fucking code on the site. And I was like, where them dollars at? Girlfriend, where them dollars at?
That was less of a bait and switch and more of just a gradual erosion of the quality of their service.
They kept getting bought, and then they were bought by another company that bought the company that bought Legit. It was fucking stupid.
I blame, in a large part, I blame Google. You just can't compete against that monopoly.
No, that shit is rolling around like Katamari, sucking up everything.
That's damn right. That's exactly right.
Khashoggi Damacy. Just rolling around, eating up fucking innocent people.
Let's talk about Saudi Arabia. I heard rumors that there was there's major intrigue within the Saudi family, and they want to get Mohammed bin Salman out for making these shit decisions. I don't think they really want to change policy. I just think they want to say, "Look, we got rid of the problem." You know, they can't throw someone under the bus unless it's the top, right?
They're gonna dump Khashoggi.
Yeah.
Dump Khashoggi.
No, Mohammed bin Salman. Khashoggi's already chopped up.
Dump Mohammed bin Salman. I was reading
He's
about
chopped
Sultans.
Up and sitting at the bottom of a well somewhere.
So do you? Yeah, well, they found the well, and then they figured out that he was fucking, like, choked from the minute he entered that place. They were like, doink, you're done. You're done, kid.
Yeah.
You understand me? And then they had the wire around his throat, and he was finished. And then they fucking hacked him up or whatever they did. Threw him down a well.
So?
What a blatant display of, I don't give a fuck, we're just gonna cut him up and throw him down the well.
Well, here's the thing, I think they've gotten away with it enough times, they just picked the wrong guy who was famous enough that it wasn't gonna work out.
All right, yeah, that was business as usual. That's probably how Trump and the boys feel. They're like, well, that was business as usual, they've been doing that, you know.
Well, yeah, but not in the way that they're being dismissive, you know.
That's just how we do, you know how we do.
That's what they say.
We Muhammad bin Salman.
You know how we do.
You know how we do.
They even had like a team, part of their team is a guy who's a lookalike who dressed up in his clothes while, you know, right after they stripped him down.
You know how we do. I bet that dude was wearing his clothes while they were fucking him up. And he was like, huh?
No, he was choked to death. They disrobed him. This dude put his clothes on. They're chopping him up.
Jesus.
All within an hour. He's at the bottom of a well.
Man.
You know?
That is insane.
And some lookalikes walking around in his clothes to make it look like he didn't.
Yeah, the wrong shoes.
Yeah, he died somewhere else, by the way. You know?
Of course, dude. Why would you? You're walking around as a lookalike, dude. That's like, of course, you're next. This shit is blown. You saw. You witnessed it. You're done.
Maybe that, you know, in this day and age, there's just too many cameras around. Can't get away with that kind of thing as easily.
No, you can't. You know, things different, man. Can't say what you want to say anymore. Can't kill who you want to kill anymore. I mean, what the fuck are we supposed to do? You know? When do I get to kill?
What the hell?
That's
my turn.
When do I get to kill somebody? Well, that's the theme of tonight's episode is... the top story tonight. Speaking of power dynamics and the way that shit is making people go crazy, everyone is turning into a sociopath. and Chronicle.su had access to leading experts in the field of psychology today. And we were able to pump out a Internet Chronicle shit-sclusive about personality disorders. Did you see that mental illness is cool now, Bill?
Who said?
This is coming out of, well, look, personality disorders, first of all, are a significant and highly sought after social distinction in society. It's like cool to be mentally ill now, right? Like if you're deep and brooding and, you know, you might be on the news next for fucking, you know, killing 41, 51 people somewhere with your fucking high-tech Call of Duty guns. But so-called experts warn that increases in mood disorders pose a threat to public health in the United States and probably elsewhere, but who fucking cares about them? It's about the U.S. of A. And we're keeping it in-house. There's not enough... there's a lot of loonies walking around, right? And then all this fucking Trump daddy power shit is floating around in the air for them to grab onto. And people are going fucking insane, dude. Perfectly reasonable, level-headed people will go on Twitter now and just dump out insanity. And you're like, where's this coming from? Why you get wrapped up in this? What the fuck is going on? Why is everybody so tense? Just chill. Just take a step back and fucking don't look at that shit for a minute. And chill.
Nope. You gotta look at it close. Just rub your nose in it. Because let me tell you. I went to the bathroom today and I saw on the diaper change terminal someone had written positive mental attitude in this tremendous, almost graffiti-like script.
Poetic.
Just to...
On the diaper changing station.
Exactly, right on the diet. And I thought to myself, you gotta be fucking kidding me. Really? I mean, maybe when you're changing, I can see you're changing your baby's diapers. It's not pleasant, but if you have a positive attitude, you see past the shit and the smell and see.
It's just a diaper.
You're doing something good there, right? There really is something positive there. On the diaper changing terminal, I see that.
But then you're like, pot is a state of mind or something, right?
Well,
what did he say?
Like, here's the thing. What are you going to do? Keep a positive state of mind when you're at war or in some concentration camp or some shit? Is that going to help anybody?
No, dude.
You kidding me?
No, they're going to... Whoever's spreading that shit is going to be the one killed because he's fucking up everybody's depression. Like, the guards would just say, no, you got to go. You're the weak
positive
one here.
The positive attitude thing. Oh, if only I keep. I mean, if you take it to the magical level, it's totally like if everybody in the world has a positive attitude and keeps good mental hygiene and smiles through the pain itself will disappear and be solved. Right? It's like no, that's garbage. Forget it. Take that idea and put it up there with God, the daddy you pray to, who's gonna, you know, make your dreams come true if you're just patient. One of those girls who's like, I'm just waiting for God to deliver me my husband that I deserve, you know?
Yeah, he'll come, he'll be here soon. His blessing is upon me.
You've seen that one on dating websites, haven't you?
Yeah, I'm gonna bust a big blessing on some of these girls if I can, you know, if I get my chance.
Quit
that ugly talk.
Quit that
ugly talking. Let's get back to the issues.
You know you know women are your sisters and mothers and they're listening to this show right now.
And they're busting live ones all over their shit too. Because that's how we do it here, man. Equality. And fucking everybody's having fun.
That's true.
We, you know, I might turn my head and give you the privacy. But we're all having fun here. But not enough people know how sexy it is to shoot up a school. According to Dr. Angstrom Troubadour, chief researcher at the Liebel Drucker Institute of Brooding Evil.
The Brooding Institute of Evil.
Yeah.
I call it the Institute of Ruthless Brotherly Love, whereby we tell the hard truths and nothing but the hard truths. And if you don't like them, your problem ain't with us, it's with the world itself.
Yeah. Because, you know, that's not stopping anybody from turning into a sociopath.
What do you mean by stop people from turning into a sociopath?
Well, that's what Troubadour said, and he said there's no hope for the future.
He did not say that.
Yeah.
That's not the Troubadour I know.
This is,
Did he really say that? What did he say?
Well, this is coming from the Liebeldrucker Institute of Brooding Evil. But he's a researcher over there. He said, I'm OCD. He was, like, mocking people. It was fucked up. And he said everybody's depressed in America. But as long as you aren't actually depressed, it's cool as shit to be depressed.
I think that's kind of an overstatement, don't you?
He's making wide, blown-up overstatements in this one.
I mean,
he even delivers a baby.
Kind of true.
Delivering a baby is like the real jumping the shark for Dr. Troubadour. He should not have any access at all to.
Oh no, he's keep him out of maternity ward. That's sick.
What the fuck? And who let him in there? What are the nurses doing? It should be their professional duty to close him off from that area and get him out. But they're party to it, and he's ripping the baby out. He's like, "Check it out, little dude. You don't know shit." That's the kid's first touch, is Dr. Troubadour reaching in there and grabbing it like it's a, you know, like it's a plantain out of the fucking supermarket. Check it out, little dude. You don't know shit. Holding its face up to like CNN or something. Troubadour has no place in the operating room. Dude's wearing, he can't wear a closed toe shoe to save his life.
No, you keep him away from my kids.
He's out there in sandals and a fucking robe, flapping in the breeze on his porch. The dude doesn't give a fuck. He just parties all the time.
Dr. Troub is likes to party all the time, party all the time.
He has a disease. I think it's alcoholism. Party all the time, party all the time. That's a great song. You want to listen to that for just a minute while we think about Dr. Troubadour?
Yeah, that's cool. You can do that.
For Dr. Troubadour. Is that Eddie Murphy? It's not Eddie Murphy, is it?
Yeah. His one and only hit single.
Eddie Murphy's one and only hit single.
Guys,
party
all the time.
Party all the time. Okay, looks like we're not. He's in the studio with the great.
Okay, put your phones on, man.
Is that Rick James?
Terrible song.
Yeah, this is not good. This isn't party all the time.
Yeah, it is. It just hasn't gotten to the chorus yet.
Yeah. Fuck it. What an ugly song. This song is uglier than the fucking story I've been reading.
What story you've been reading? Let's hear about it.
The,
listeners need to know.
About the fucking, evil capitalist. Well, we went and talked to the children as part of this story. And we reached out to today's youth, and
they had nothing to say.
Well, actually, it wasn't what you'd expect. We were like, "What's the big deal with you guys? Why are you all acting like you have depression? Like, do you really, or are you just are you actually just like useless, boring?"
Oh, yeah, I remember this story where
uninteresting
being cool was.
Yeah.
If you're an oppressed person or someone with issues, you get attention and you're cool, right?
Especially if, yeah, you're from an oppressed group and you're going to ham it up. And
yeah. Well, I think that's a Cornel West said something good about how Ta-Nehisi Coates was fetishizing white supremacy and this same kind of fetish of being mentally ill, right?
Right.
It's actually not...
What happened?
Not that good to hold that type of stuff up on some kind of pedestal.
Right? You mean white supremacy and that sort of thing?
Yeah. And sickness.
Jenna was 17. She said, I acted depressed for a while because I thought it would make me appear cool, deep, and introspective. When that didn't work, now I appear in other people's black and white photography smoking a joint. And here she is. Puffing a big old fat fucking doobie. Outside of our high school. And then there's the baby. That rose to the rank of captain in the armed forces. That was fucking weird. And Tommy. Was the 13-year-old who said, the only sounds louder than the voices in my head are the terrified screams of my victims. And he was the one that was particularly...
Well, speaking of sickness, yeah.
Yeah.
School shooters are, to some people, really cool, right?
And the big joke is to support them, and then it, like, out of irony blossoms the true supporters. The ones that didn't realize it was just a fucking joke.
Well, it's a joke. Ended up not being such a funny joke. Like,
yeah.
when you hear guys like Weave joking about white supremacy, haha, who can laugh at that, white right. supremacists?
Or like,
but we're just triggering people, you know, etc.
When it was funny to trash gingers, right? Like, it began like as a joke, like, yeah, you know, they're fucking, they got no souls because they're pale or something. And then people legitimately, like, were trashing them and began to view them as an inferior racial byproduct.
That's not, no. The hate for gingers, I think, was a real thing. And then the joke was only funny to people who already believed it. You think, oh, it started out as a joke. No, it's the joke came out of a real hate that existed before that.
Did you see that MIA music video where they're coming after gingers? It's like an army of gingers. Not an army, but a civilian roundup by the army of gingers. And it's like, you know, a third world country where it's like a bombed out hotel, but people are living in it because it's like just the worst conditions. And they're all gingers, right? And this paramilitary force comes in, and the whole music video is over the scene of the paramilitary force coming in, ordering out all the gingers, and then they're running out in a field. And I think they're like getting shot as they run away into the desert. It was fucking insane.
No.
Yeah. And they're gingers. Such a weird video.
Sounds crazy, man.
But, you know, who gives a fuck about music videos? I like what Riley Sakers had to say about all that fucking music and art. He said, we have enough music. We have enough tortured artists, he said. He said, we already got enough fucking poetry. He said, write some goddamn fucking comedy or get the fuck out of my timeline. You remember that when he was freaking out?
Yeah, that's the type of thing he says.
And he decried art. That is the kind of thing he says. He's fucked up. He said, you never transcended. He was old. You get the idea. Riley Sakers told us to get the fuck out of his office, and then that was the last time we saw him. All day. So what do you think? People are going out of their minds because of this Trump shit, right? It's turning regular people crazy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It turns everybody crazy.
I mean, everyone eventually goes... They read the article that they're like, oh, that's the one that strikes a nerve with me. And then they go crazy. And then the next weird subgroup of people goes crazy. And it's like, why? Why fucking get, you know, when I take a step back and like just chill and look at the fucking the assholes behind all this and not get so flipping out at each other. Like, we are all we've got. Like, other regular assholes at their computers like you and me.
Well, you know, the computers are a good thing to blame. Especially the, what do you call those guys?
I could direct.
The Broverlords.
Any amount of hatred towards
and
this computer.
Them and their libertarian dream of, oh, if only we just leave everything be. Freedom of speech.
Freedom will blossom.
And we'll just let it.
Like a flower.
We'll let it go. You know, liberty originally had a negative connotation, and it was kind of like the word now. What is it? I'm a despicable. No, what is it?
Deplorable.
Yeah, I'm a deplorable. No, liberty used to be like taking liberty in a, you know, yeah. Like that might be something you say to when you rape someone.
Right.
Or
you take liberties with my wife.
Yeah, right. It's not a good word.
It's a bad one. I'll yell that word at anybody going near my family.
And it wasn't until after the American Revolution that the word kind of got, you know.
Then they were all about it.
The good connotation it has now.
I said, give me the fucking liberty. We want it all. It was a good thing that the people before didn't have any liberty, because then they could have more. And everybody had fucking liberty at one time. Except for which group?
Women.
Everybody.
People of different race.
Yeah.
People without property.
But what about landowning whites? Aren't they the real victims here?
Yeah, it's easy to laugh at when you're a landowning white. I guess I don't own land, so.
Yeah, we're just peasants, man. We're just peasants working the land. Chilling under the Broverlord. Everyone's turning into a sociopath on chronicle.su.
Well, isn't that like the cool thing to do nowadays?
What? Flip out?
To have a mental illness?
To have a meltdown over Donald Trump?
Oh yeah, he's such a victim too.
They're all victims. Everybody's a victim, dude. Everybody's jumping in front of fucking word bullets like, oh, you got me. Oh. Like fucking. I'm eating these cookies like a motherfucker. But this is the kind of talk that starts to sound like that that ugly talk. I just won't be able to say faggot when somebody's acting like an asshole, you know.
Oh yeah.
Starting to sound like that.
God forbid.
But the, you know, it's how that libertarian shit bleeds back and forth in anything. It hits you with those hooks. And then you're like, oh, here I am. I love this shit now. I'm all for this shit. Defund everything. Or, falling into, this is not funny at all. Mental illness is cool.
You wrote the story, man.
This isn't the story at this point. This is just romanticizing school shooters. We should move on to the next subject. You were scheduled for them to come by and spray asbestos in your house a couple nights ago. Did they do that?
Nobody uses asbestos in their houses anymore.
No, they brought it back. Asbestos came back.
Oh?
Yeah. And you told me, and you told the show that you were scheduled to have Lethal Joker come by and spray asbestos back into your walls as the restoration plan went into effect. You remember that?
No.
You don't remember when Lethal Joker stocks rose 40% and how fun that was? After Raleigh...
I wanted to sell.
Well...
I just wanted to sell this shit.
Raleigh Sakers said he was coming back to the asbestos.
It went up 40 and then it went down 60.
But this was when asbestos was coming back after the Environmental Protection Agency allowed it back onto the markets. You remember that? That really happened. And they're putting it in the Roanoke County Public Schools. And they're coming by your place and they're going to spray it in your home. You said they were doing it October 31st. Were you not there when they did it?
No.
Do you notice that the place is better insulated?
Yeah, it's much better now.
I mean, that shit is guaranteed for a lifetime.
It's so warm. It's so warm in here.
But the EPA finally recognized that asbestos has a place not only on the periodic table of elements, being that it's all natural, but in American homes as well. And we already had it sprayed here. I was just wondering if you could tell the difference, but you say it's a lot warmer?
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
It's a lot more efficient. You should see changes in your energy bill at the end of this month as we move into NoFap November. Speaking of Dr. Troubadour, the scummy fucking dude that he is, the guy that you do not want in the operating room, he has tips for people who are trying to survive this NoFap November. Like,
Oh, God. I don't want to... Jesus. Okay, let's hear him.
Dr. Troubadour, I'm afraid, might be going down the wrong road.
I mean, the premise of this is a little bit disturbing.
Who's he talking to these days? Like, what fucking back channels are pulling him into this shit? But he was saying, here are Dr. Troubadour's tips for surviving NoFap November. Number one, he says, avoid any materials catering to prurient interests. That makes sense, right?
It's a fancy word, but I don't get it.
If you're trying not to jerk off, you don't want to...
Don't look at porn.
Exactly.
Is that what he's trying to say?
Yeah. Don't keep it in the house. Don't access any websites at all. Ever.
Okay.
Or you could be dragged into the tentacles of pornography. And you'll be right back in the clutches of your...
I don't like Dr. Troubadour at all, but that's what he's saying. It's cool.
But he's just going down... He's in a weird place right now, because here's his second tip. He says, take this time away from masturbation to consider the order of events that led you to participate in something like NoFap November.
Okay.
So that's a strong tip coming out of number two from Dr. Troubadour. That sounds
like I don't even know what he's trying to say there. It sounds like he's getting a little circumlocution there.
He demonstrates.
Talking on the point. What's he trying to say? Say that again.
Well, he demonstrates a certain self-awareness with tip two.
What
he
was
said.
He, saying?
He said, take this time away from masturbation to consider the order of events that led you to participate in something as decadent and depraved as NoFap November.
So his tip for NoFap November is think about why you're doing.
Yeah,
I don't know what he's trying to say. I don't get it. What's he trying to say?
I don't know, dude. It seems it's pretty. What do you call it? Fucking self-referential, if anything. I don't know.
Referencing what?
What's he going through?
All right. What's next?
Tip number three: if these don't work, cut your own dick off.
No, he's okay. Yeah, I get it. No. He's just telling us to cut our dicks off all along.
Could you imagine looking down at your crotch and being like, ugh, it's so gross, I don't want to touch it. NoFap November. It's like it's this radiating source of fucking evil in your life. It's like shooting lasers of hate up at you from your dick area. Like, what's going on, dude? If you want to jerk off, just jerk off, right? Or for the ladies. You know, whatever. Do ladies participate in this weird shit, or is this just some kind of weird Gavin McInnes and the Proud Boys kind of thing?
What do you mean, NoFap November? You think that's a thing for Proud Boys?
I think a lot of them are probably participating in it right now. When I was standing with them and they saw Gavin last year, they were like, "Ooh, there he is, what a beautiful man," like, ironically, but not. They're like, "Wow, Gavin, oh my god." And I'm like, this is not fucking ironic, is it? I'm looking around and they're wearing capes and fucking sparring equipment and shit.
Right, right. Yeah, I remember.
And they're like, "Oh,
there he is. There's Gavin. Look at this."
And it was so fucking
bizarre.
They
start hooting like apes.
They were trying to get better glimpses of him, like up on their tiptoes, trying to look over people and yelling, "Gavin! Gavin!"
They're like, "Oh, he looked over here."
I'm not fucking with you, dude. This happened. This is how it went down when I was standing
Does
in the rain.
Does he give great speeches or something? He's just a social media star, right?
He probably sounds like that.
Follow him on Twitter.
Fucking auto-tuned Winston Churchill. "Lift up your heart." And he's out there throwing up okay signs. Everything's A-okay. If you got a little asbestos in your heart. But Gavin, beautiful, beautiful man. I bet every country has their Gavin McInnes and Proud Boys right now. Because everything that happens here is like a template for...
No. I mean, there's a global thing going on because these voices that have always been there but have been otherwise, suppressed...
Shouted down.
...have found the internet freedom to be their greatest ally. And that's why it's a global thing. It's not that people are copying America.
Oh, yeah, that's a good observation.
White supremacy came from Europe, right?
What you been reading about this?
What do you mean reading about it?
That was a strong observation. That is going on.
Well, people always talk about that on Twitter. You know?
Yeah.
You follow the right people.
I don't like to read what they say, though.
Oh, I hardly read. I don't read too many people.
You ever jump into that home feed and just touch?
These are a real minority.
I like to go to the home feed and whatever it is, just reply to it. And then that's how I engage it. Otherwise, I never even see it. The local news, right, you know, put something up, I'll like make a joke about it.
You eating?
Yeah, I'm sorry, I'm eating cookies.
You having some cookies?
Yeah. I'm eating cookie. I'm sorry, but...
Well, that's just how much we care about our listeners. Hell, I'm going to start grinding, if that's the case. Look, I'm grinding.
We'll edit this out in post. The Chronicle.su is brought to you proudly by Cookies, Weeble Joker, and Mrs. Troubadour's homemade cookies. Kilgore, it's been an insightful discussion into what do you call that? America's slip into psychotic madness?
The whole goddamn country. Whole damn world, too.
Sociopathy, man. It's just fucking goddamn sociopathy. But that's what Raleigh Sakers is saying. He's saying we got enough music. The world has enough songs. We got enough art.
He didn't say that, did he?
No.
See, all these quotes from Dr. Troubadour, like, "Don't masturbate," and now...
No, that was Sakers.
Raleigh Sakers saying, "We got enough." Yeah. We got enough. Like, he ever has enough. Yeah, right.
But he does.
I don't believe that for a second.
He has an insatiable thirst for material goods.
Dude, hell must be freezing over. Dr. Troubadour is telling us not to masturbate, and...
Well, I think he's still participating. These are just his professional advice for people that are doing it.
Other than don't do it, I don't see what he would.
Well, Dr. Troubadour, you know, he adapts to the situation, and they must have made the claim that, like, look, this is not up for debate. We're going to do it. Can you give us some tips, please? And that's what he cranked out. He said, well, if you're going to do it, and you absolutely, you know, can't live life without touching your winky, he seems to have said, cut your own dick off. What if you did? You whittled the whole thing away until it was just a urethra dangling. and you had that little urethra. Ugh.
Whittling it away like that? Jeez, that's disgusting.
And all you have left is the urethra.
I don't know where that idea came from. Christ's sake, though.
You could have like a 4-inch fucking, like, it looked like a thing of like a spaghetti noodle.
Oh, yeah.
You could just tuck it away when you're not using it. Unroll it when it's time to go to the bathroom. Just the urethra. This is awful. But you could whittle it away.
All right, listeners, next week, I'm going to teach you how to hollow out your fucking mouth. Pull one teeth out, cut your tongue out, you'll be fine in no time.
Dr. Troubadour will teach you how to split your cock like a flower into 4 sections.
That's an old one.
We've never really returned to it. And it'd be interesting to know, actually, how do you do that? I'll look up a guide and we'll go over it tomorrow. This is Radio Hate. Thank you, Kilgore. And all the listeners out there, you know what to do. Don't go fuck yourselves. Don't touch your poisonous cocks. You fucking, you stupid motherfuckers.